It's been 2 days since President Clinton admitted that he had an inappropriate relationship with Monica Lewinsky. While the pundits continued to dissect the language of Clinton's speech, our linguist Jeff Nunberg says the whole spectacle reminds him of an earlier time in history, centuries ago.
It isn't a very attractive prospect. Starr sends Congress a report saying that the president committed perjury, and then we have to spend several months listening to the Judiciary Committee trying to decide whether Clinton lied when he testified that there was no improper relationship as the thump of dictionaries echoes in the land. It'll be pretty different from the last time we went round on this sort of thing. Watergate, after all, was about matters of fact. What did the president know and when did he know it? But the facts here are pretty clear, or at least as clear as anybody wants them to be. What the committee will be debating now is something else. We know what he did, but what do you call it? The whole thing has a medieval feel to it. You think of one of those assemblies like the Fourth Lateran Council of 1215, where more than 1,000 theologians gathered in France to debate the meanings of terms like chastity and virginity. Was sin entirely a matter of intention? And if so, could you remain a virgin even when you were having intercourse, provided you didn't enjoy it? Indeed, that was the view of a number of medieval philosophers, notably Peter Abelard, the good and great friend of Eloise, who had been there and done that himself and paid for it rather more dearly than Clinton will have to. Recall that those were the days when the appropriate punishment for theft was cutting off a hand. But there's nothing particularly medieval about this sort of semantic preoccupation. If you could plunk Abelard down amongst a bunch of college students rapping about inappropriate relationships, he'd find nothing to fault either in the subtlety of the arguments or the passions that people brought to them. Adolescents know that there are grades of intention and degrees of sin, and that the words you use to describe them to yourself make all the difference when you wake up the morning after. In a general way, in fact, Americans are as deeply semantical a race as the medieval French were. Not even Abelard's contemporaries spent as much time litigating over these matters as we do, and what other nation could have produced a show like Seinfeld, a 9-year celebration of the lexicography of daily life? You wonder what the Seinfeld writers would have done if they'd gotten hold of St. Augustine's notion of a technical virgin. It would have made for a memorable episode. What makes us different from the medievals is that we limit these linguistic preoccupations to melodrama and comedy. When it comes to the high drama of public life, we suddenly abandon our scholastic nominalism and turn into hard-headed realists. All at once, those delicate questions of meaning are dismissed with that damning phrase, mere semantics. It's an expression that Abelard would have found mystifying, to put it mildly. What's so mere about it, anyway? But it pleases us to pretend that we're a people of action who don't have time to stand around bandying words. I have the sense that this is what will save Clinton in the end. It's hard to believe the Republicans will want to go there. We don't have a model for doing this sort of thing seriously. There's no way the proceedings won't come off as trash TV. Is oral sex an improper relation? Does improper mean the same thing as inappropriate? It'll be like watching 8 hours a day of Geraldo or Ricky Lake. It'll hold our attention, but we won't feel exactly edified afterwards. It's lucky for Clinton he wasn't born into the age of Abelard, when people knew how to debate these matters with the high solemnity they deserved. And if he knows the story of Eloise and Abelard, I'm sure he's just as happy that he didn't live in the days before the Eighth Amendment banned cruel and unusual punishment, when he stood to lose more than his job.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist with Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.